North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un doesn't make casual public remarks. They service a particular agenda and are highly calculated at any moment. So what did it mean when he recently called the food situation in North Korea tense? No doubt things are tense, to say the least, in that country with the pandemic, flooding, and U.S.-led sanctions all taking a toll. I spoke earlier this week with Gene H. Lee, a senior fellow at the Wilson Center, about how to read between the lines when Kim Jong-un speaks.
I think that U.S. officials know that there's always a tense food situation in North Korea. That's always the case, even in the best of times. But that could be another signal that the Biden administration is looking for in terms of perhaps an opening to engage the North Koreans. In the 1990s, when North Korea was undergoing a famine, there was an opportunity to provide humanitarian aid to North Koreans. So perhaps we're starting to see the groundwork for discussion around some sort of humanitarian aid.
So this could actually be a preliminary opening to get North Korea back to the table to discuss its nuclear program.
It's possible. I think the North Koreans are clearly setting up for their eventual reemergence. They've been in this self-imposed isolation, and it can't continue forever. But they need to find a way that makes sense to not only the outside world, but to their own people. And so what I mean is that Kim Jong-un he's doing two things. He's both putting it out there and acknowledging that they have this food shortage.
Which is a big deal in and of itself, right? He doesn't go around saying this publicly very often.
Absolutely. So perhaps laying the ground for, if we do accept some aid, this is why. That's not something they like to do, but the situation is very dire. But he's also bracing his people for this hardship to come and trying to get them to work harder on their own. This is this self-reliance philosophy and ideology that the North Korean regime promotes, that we can do this on their own.
Kim Jong-un blames international sanctions for the food instability, as he often does. Can you give us some ground truth on that?
It's a complicated issue. This is a country that is just not suited for agriculture. It is mostly mountains. It's 85% mountains. Really tough land to deal with. And the little land that they have, they've just overfarmed. So I would say part of it is bad luck in terms of their geography. Also bad policy in terms of agriculture. The sanctions certainly have made it difficult to get supplies into the country, but those are not aimed at harming their agricultural sector per se. Those are largely aimed at stopping the flow of money that they believe is going to building the nuclear program. And I would say one of the other things is their own policy of shutting the border. These restrictions were put into place in January 2020 at the start of the pandemic, but they sealed that border so tight that it wasn't just the virus that wasn't getting in, but there was very little flow of people and goods across the border as well. And in order to grow the crops that they need, because their land is so infertile, they need additional supplies. And that stuff is not coming in. And that is their own policy. They've prioritized their nuclear program, in a sense, over the well-being of their people, because they're looking at the long game.
And we have to say that you're saying it's difficult in the best of times, and there are all these compounding factors today. I mean, the flooding that's been happening there, and the pandemic has been a compounding factor as well.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not able to get medicine in. They're not able to get food imports in. Humanitarian aid isn't coming in because they've sealed that border. But what is coming up is the monsoon season. And this hits the Korean Peninsula, usually around June, July, torrential rains. And North Korea is just not equipped to handle it. And so if they have another torrential flooding situation because of the monsoons, it's going to be a very dire situation for the harvest come fall.
Gene H. Lee is a senior fellow at the Wilson Center. She is a journalist and former Pyongyang bureau chief with the Associated Press. Thank you so much, Gene.
Thank you for having me.